rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
This is OBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1871. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, when I worked in recruiting, I became known as the Big Game Hunter because I used to hunt down leaders and staff organizations. Eventually, I did it for more than 40 years, filled more than 1,200 full-time positions, plus a lot of consulting assignments. And when I transitioned into coaching, the name really stuck even more so, because the idea became, as a coach, I help you play bigger in your search. I help you play bigger in your career and in your life, helping you be a more effective professional, and that carries through into your life as well. So today's show is one where I'm going to talk with you about mistakes that active job hunters make on LinkedIn. Hope you find this helpful. Give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And by the way, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, you know, you can schedule time at my website for a free discovery call or schedule time for coaching. I would love to help you, as I've helped so many others. Look at my LinkedIn profile, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You'll see I've been helping people for years. Read the recommendations. Look at the number of endorsements I've received over the years. And I was a recruiter. People used to hate recruiters. Still do, but they liked me. I don't do that work anymore. I just coach. And now I'll just simply say, let's get going, okay? Today, I wanted to talk with you about mistakes I see people make on LinkedIn, particularly those of you who are not working, and try and get you to correct them. Now, I know a lot of people will talk in terms of that line under your name, and a lot of what I'm going to talk about does relate to the profile and how you're messaging yourself. Now, understand, number one, is that if you indicate that you're not working by having a completion date for your last job, LinkedIn shows you lower in search results. They penalize you for not working. So do not, I repeat, do not show a completion date for a job. You are better off, instead of putting the month for your dates, you're better off just having the years for each job to avoid the appearance of being out of work. And the ideal thing, of course, is not to show that you've completed working anywhere. Just let it roll as though you're presently there. So that's number one. Number two is you make it hard for people to reach out to you. And the way you do it is by not, I repeat, not including an email address in your summary. Minimally, have an email address there. But I don't want them contacting me if I'm not looking for work. Well, the easiest thing to do then is to have a special email address, like a Gmail account specifically for your job search, that forwards to your real address. This way, recruiters, both corporate and third party, don't have your real address to message you. Now, I think that's dumb because, frankly, people get ahead by being alert to opportunities. Sometimes they're internal to an organization. Most of the time, they're external. And if you cut people off, well, frankly, number one is you're missing out on opportunities. Number two is the truth of the matter is, for a lot of recruiters, they have LinkedIn recruiter accounts who have your, and they're able to contact you as a result of LinkedIn recruiter. They're purchasing the entire LinkedIn database. They can in-mail you. So, you know, you don't really need to worry about that. So the second thing, again, is not having an easy way for people to contact you. Number three is if you're out of work, You talk about being in transition, or you say something like, I'm seeking new employment. Now, again, along with that idea of it being a negative to LinkedIn that you're not working, you know, a lot of recruiters want to contact people who are working because their crazy belief system is that if you're actively looking for a job, if you're out of work, you're in some way, shape, or form inferior to those who are in the job. I'm not going to go through the story again. I'll just simply say, trust me, that is a belief system with agency recruiters and corporate recruiters. So don't indicate that you're not working by saying you're in transition, a job seeker, seeking new opportunities, stuff along those lines. There are recruiters who, as part of the LinkedIn recruiter search, will indicate that those are words that they don't want to see in a profile that's returned to them. So, you know, that becomes something that you avoid. Another thing is, you know, if you're trying to give the illusion that you're working and putting volunteer work in, you know, as though it were a job, you know, the impact of that is, number one, is you can't get rid of that when you find the real job. It's going to stick there forever. And the result is you look like you have a choppy history. You're better off not having a completion date rather than putting in volunteer work. Another mistake, and this one is huge these days, is you're not using the messaging function on LinkedIn, which has really gotten to be good. You know, whereas before it used to be really an email service that would message you through LinkedIn, would sit in your inbox, would take a long time to deliver. It's basically instant messaging on LinkedIn, and it works very well. As a matter of fact, on the mobile app for LinkedIn, you can use audio to message someone. So you can do an audio recording if you don't want to sit there with your thumbs and type. You know, don't hesitate to use the mobile app. It's really good. Last thing, and I think this is a bonus number here. Let me just say, oh, I'm sorry. One more thing before I hit the bonus. Your profile doesn't have information underneath each employer, or it's not keyword rich. Now, when recruiters are trying to find someone like you, when you're looking for a job, how do they do that? Well, they may, but it's unlikely, they may use the primary search being your employer. But if you work for a large firm, there are thousands of people who work for your firm, right? How do they find you? And if you work for a small firm, they're never doing that. But the way they're going to do it is by selecting keywords like they would on a job board to find you. And in doing so, if you don't have any information to describe your work that's keyword rich, you're invisible. So you have to get keywords into your profile, and not just in the summary, although that's helpful, because that is one of the early things that people notice. It has to be congruent in the profile itself. Otherwise, people think it's old information. So build out your profile and include lots of keywords that are relevant and congruent with your resume. And the last thing, which is a bonus, where is it? Oh, yes, you're not using visual content in the profile. You can include video. You can include slideshare presentations. You know, you can be posting stuff now on LinkedIn. You can upload video. You can upload audio. I believe you can upload audio. I'm not sure about that. Take a look for yourself. You can upload images, certainly, on LinkedIn. Make yourself known. Use the blogging platform to share information. If you're not doing that, the stuff in the LinkedIn profiles very simply are going to not get found as readily. Use LinkedIn to demonstrate that you're an expert at what you do. and build your brand, not just simply during this job search, but forever in your career. You will be discovered more readily. You will be found more readily. More opportunities will come to you. So I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. If you'd like me to coach you during this search, reach out to me through LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected, message me. We'll set up a time to speak for a discovery call. And the last thing I want to mention is if you only have a couple of questions, I want you to contact me through one of two services. If you're an iPhone user or an iOS user, there's an app called Magnify, M-A-G-N-I-F-I, where you can contact me for a video conversation. Or use PrestoExperts.com, and that's a phone call to me. Hope you have a great day. Again, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Take care. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading in workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace. I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.